The National Broadcasting Company presents Great Plays, starring this week Florence Eldridge and Frederick March. The Great Play, Cyrano de Bergerac, by Edmond Rostand. Adapted for radio by Ranald R. MacDougall and Lester Vale, with original music by Tom Bennett, and featuring the distinguished American artists Florence Eldridge and Frederick March. The place, the Hotel de Burgoyne in 1640, crowded with persons of all degree waiting for the play to begin. Let us attend.
One moment, sir. Have you by chance seen Monsieur de Bergerac?
Not yet, my friend.
Strange, he should be here by now.
Why so?
Montfleury is on the stage tonight.
And what does that matter to Cyrano?
Didn't you know? Cyrano has a hot hate for Montfleury, and so has forbid him strictly to show his face upon the stage for one whole month.
Well?
Montfleury will play, and so I look for Cyrano. But wait, here's his best friend, Lebret. Lebret, have you seen de Bergerac?
No, but I'm looking for him. I'm uneasy.
I was just telling this gentleman about him. Is it not true that he is the strangest of men?
He is the choicest of earthly beings.
Poet.
Soldier.
Philosopher.
Musician.
And of how fantastic a presence.
Really? Why?
Ah, sir, he's the maddest fighter in all France. With his triple-plumed cap and six-pointed doublet, the sword point sticking up beneath his cloak like an insolent rooster's tail, he's prouder than the Turk. But above his lacy ruff, he carries a nose. Oh, my friend, what a nose is there. When you see it, you will say, no, it is too much. He plays a joke on us. Then you will laugh and say, soon he will take it off. But no, Cyrano always keeps it on.
He keeps it on and cuts in two the man who dares to speak of it.
His sword, it is one half the shears of fate.
Silence! Silence!
Quiet. The play is beginning.
Can you see? That Montfleury coming on the stage?
Yes, it's Montfleury.
Cyrano is not here. So much the better.
Tati, the man who, far from pomp, in a solitary place, an exile created by himself, and who, when gentle zephyrs stir the tree...
Villain! Did I not forbid you to show your ugly face here for an entire month?
Oh. Happy the man...
You
who...
padded clown. Leave the stage.
False. Monsieur de Bergerac.
You dare defy me?
Happy the man who, far from pomp...
That man, prepare yourself. If you continue, I shall feel it necessary to alter the shape of your face. Leave the stage!
No, no, no!
Did someone speak?
Monsieur de Bergerac displays his tyranny. A fig for tyrants. Come on, Montfleury. Play us La Clarie.
Let me hear that foolish rhyme once more, and I slaughter every man of you. One at a time, two at a time, or all together. Whichever you prefer.
Happy is the man who, far from pomp...
And as for you, vivacious codfish, I will clap my hands thrice, thus. And at the third clap, full moon, you will have the goodness to eclipse yourself. One.
I think, gentlemen...
Two.
I think it wisest...
Three.
To go.
And when you grow weary of life, Montfleury, you may come back again.
This is shameful, sir. You deprive us of our entertainment for which we've paid good money.
Money? Is that the tune? Oh, manager, catch this purse, and with it make my amends to your patrons.
At this price, you may come each night and stop the play, sir.
No, nevertheless, this person has treated us shamefully. I must insist.
On what? A taste of my ability as a swordsman, perhaps? I long to see you from the rear. Leave this place at once, or... tell me why you stare at my nose.
Do you find it in any way curious?
For example, is it soft and dangling like an elephant's trunk?
Well, no.
Perhaps it's crooked like a parrot's beak. Do you see a wart upon the tip? Or perhaps a fly sunning himself upon the prominence? What is there to stare at? Do you perhaps...
Think my nose is large?
No, no, it's small. It's very small. Minute.
Minute? Do you imply that I have a ridiculous pimple for a nose?
Oh, heaven help me.
Small, my nose? It's enormous. He informs, sir, that I am proud of my monstrous appendage. Such a nose as mine indicates a learned wit, an affable soul, a kind nature, and a courteous disposition. While your flabby face...
Oh!
...is as lacking in expression as what my boot will shortly kick.
Oh, help! Help! Oh, God.
And take notice, all. Those who find my face as center ornament a thing to laugh about will find that I carry at my side something for them to cry about.
Oh, by the book, de Bergerac, you've become a nuisance. Wait where you are, and I shall treat you to one of my quips. See here. Your nose, sir, if I may say so, your nose is rather large.
Rather? Is that all?
What do you mean? What more is there to say than that your nose is large?
You might have said 100 things by varying the tone. Like this. Aggressive. Sir, if I had such a nose, I'd cut it off and sell it in the stalls for beef. Or friendly. When you sup, it must annoy you dipping in your cup. But descriptive. It is a rock, a cliff, a reef to sink unwary ships. A reef, forsooth? It is an entire peninsula. Curious. How serves this oblong receptacle, sir, as a pot for growing flowers? But tender. Pray get an umbrella made. Lest the sun that color fade. Cavalier, the latest fashion, friend, that hook to hang your hat on? A useful crook. Emphatic. No wind or majestic soul can give thee cold, save when the tempest blows.
Simple. When is the monument open to the public?
I know.
Such things, dear sir, are what you might have said had you the slightest trace of wit which you have not. Even so, you would not have uttered one such jest. No, not even the half or quarter of such jest. I take them for myself in all good humor, but not from any other man that breathes.
Arrogance! A country lout, a coward, a rascal, and a fool!
Charmed to know you. And I, sir, am Cyrano Sevenyen Hercule de Bergerac. And now, sir, let us devise a little dance to cure the cramp in my sword.
En garde, poet!
Poet? Oh. Certainly. In proof of which, I shall compose a dainty little ballad while we dance. And at the end of, say, 4 verses, I shall nick you, sir.
Ha!
No? Well, let us see. The duel in the Hotel Burgoyne fought by Cyrano and a good for naught.
What is that?
The title. Make room. Now wait. Wait while I choose my rhymes. I have them now. I gaily doff my headgear low, and freeing hand and heel, my heavy mantle aside I throw, and draw the polished steel. Gracefully around I wheel, alert to Scaramouche. 2 words will tell you how I feel. At l'envoi's end, je touche. Now to choose where the thrust shall go. Where skewer you, sir? In the heel? In the heart, with the ribbon so blue below. Or the hip, to make you kneel. Ho! For the clashing steel. But now, a hit? Not much. Will be in the paunch, the stroke I steal, when at l'envoi's end I touch. Oh, for a rhyme with O. You wriggle and squirm, my eel. A rhyme in O. Your fear you show, like parry your steel, the point you hoped I'd feel. I open the line, now clutch your hilt, sir knave, with steel. At l'envoi's end I touch. L'amour. Prince! Pray heaven with zest and zeal. I move a pace low. Such, such. Got over. Perry! What? You reel? At l'amour's end, I touch.
Monsieur de Bergerac, permit me to congratulate you. Nothing could be more graceful than your verse and your blade. I am a judge, I think, and I stamp like any postboy to show my admiration. Again, I say, it was beautifully done. Au revoir.
What? Hey, friend Lebret, who was that gentleman?
Why, D'Artagnan, the musketeer. Oh, Cyrano, you madman, a word with you.
Come aside, then. Let this rabble clear out.
You porters, sweep the place out. Close up everything, but leave the lights. We'll dine now, but Lady will return and rehearse tomorrow's farce.
You do not intend to dine, Cyrano?
No.
Because?
Because I have no money.
What? But the purse you threw the manager.
Monthly allowance. In a day, thou art sped.
But how will you live next month?
Who knows? All that is certain is that I have nothing left.
Oh, what folly, throwing your money away.
Ah, but how gracefully it was thrown.
Well, so be it. Tell me, why do you hate Montfleury?
I drove him from the stage for two reasons. First, he is an empty windbag, heaving up words like a bucket emerging from a well. But most important, this gross buffoon still thinks of himself as a peril to the virtue of lovely ladies. I hate him since the evening he presumed to raise his eyes from the gutter and look at her.
Her? What now? Can it be that...
That I should love? I love. But I do not hope to be loved. This nose of mine that, go where I will, still pokes a quarter mile ahead of me. This nose gets in the way of someone loving me. But I may love. And whom? Why, whom but the fairest? How could it be otherwise?
The fairest?
The fairest in the world. Most brilliant, most refined, most golden-haired. He who has seen her smile has known perfection. Roxanne.
Your cousin, Madeleine Robin?
Roxanne.
Well, but so much the better. Tell her so.
Look at me, my friend. Look carefully at the center of my face. And then tell me with what hope this vile protuberance can fill my heart. I do not delude myself. And yet, at times, I'm weak. In the evenings when the light is dim, and it must be dim for me to feel at peace, I sometimes dream of sauntering along the perfumed walks with her. My heart is stirred with ecstasy, and all the world stops still. And then I see the shadow of my profile on the wall.
Oh, my friend, Cyrano.
Ah, Labrette. At times it's hard. It's bitter. To feel my loneliness. My own ugliness.
You weep, Cyrano.
Oh, never. Think how vilely suited is this nose to anything as dainty as a tear.
Master Cyrano, may I speak with you?
God, Labrette. Her housekeeper. Yeah, come here and speak.
Sir, I was bid to ask you where a certain lady might see her valiant cousin, but in secret.
See? Me?
Yes, sir. She has something to tell you, sir, and she is shy.
Shy?
She wishes to speak concerning her love, sir.
Good heaven.
Tomorrow, sir, we shall be at the church of Saint-Roch.
Good heaven.
Sir, where may my lady speak with you?
Where? But... Good heaven.
Tell me.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Where?
At the bakery of Lagano. In the rue... Good heaven, Saint-Honoré.
Good. Please be there at 7.
Without fail. Labrette, a rendezvous with her. Let the world go burn. She knows I live. All for an army to attack. A horde. I've 10 hearts in me and 1,000 swords. I want no puny mortals to battle. Give me giants now.
Cyrano. Look, there at the door, Lignier, and drunk.
Hello, Cyrano. Been looking for you. I dare not go home.
Why not?
This letter, a warning. 100 men wait for me. The Porte de Nail, kill me.
Only 100 men?
I dare not go home. Give me leave to sleep this night under your roof.
You'll sleep in your bed tonight. I swear it, and more. I will make your bed with my own hands.
Oh,
come, let us start. Take the lantern, Labrette.
But, Cyrano, why endanger your life for this drunkard?
Why? Well, once this wine barrel, this cask of Burgundy, did on a holy day an action full of grace. As he was leaving church, he saw his lady love take holy water. And Lignier, who is sickened by the taste of water, ran quickly to the font and drank it all, to the last drop.
Indeed, that was a graceful thing.
Was it not, my friend? So, let us start.
But, Cyrano, 100.
For less tonight would be an insult to my blade. Come, gentlemen. And when you see me charge, do not seek to aid me, whatever the odds. Beneath the white plume on my helmet, I shall stand alone and conquer if it were 1,000 waiting. Porter,
Open wide the doors.
Ah, Paris, wrapped in night. And beneath the vapor's floating scars, the Seine trembles mysterious, like a magic mirror. Well, shortly the mirror shall have a strange reflection of wondrous battle.
Forward to the Porte de Nail. And when Paris asks, for what cause were 100 men against this poor drunkard sent, tell them it was because he is a friend of mine.
Here you are, driver. I have no money, but this chain is yours.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Raginaud. Open.
Monsieur de Bergerac.
Let me in, Raginaud, and leave the latch off your door. I have a rendezvous in here. What's the time?
4 minutes of 7.
Nearly time.
Bravo, Cyrano, I saw.
What did you see?
Your combat.
Huh? Well, which one?
That in the Hotel de Bourgogne.
Ah, the duel.
Ah, the duel in verse. At L'Envoi's Inn.
What's the time now, Raginaud?
3 of 7. I touch. Oh, to write a ballad.
Hey, give me a pen and leave me, Raginaud. I have a letter of love to write.
I must tend the door. Here come some poet friends of mine. Ah, brother poet.
I will write it down, my love, and then give her the note and fly. Strike me dead if I dare speak to her. Not one single word. But I can write it. So, to work.
Yeah, brother poets, you're late today.
Well, we were stayed by the mob. They're crowded all around the Porte de Neuve.
8 bleeding brigand carcasses strew the pavement there, all slit open with sword gates.
8? 8? I thought it was 7.
Monsieur de Bergerac, do you know who was the hero of the Battle of Porte de Neuve?
No, I know not. I love
it. It was one man, they say, from Swedwick, that put a whole band of men to flight.
Oh, it was a curious sight. Pikes and cudgels strewn upon the ground.
Thine eyes are as
the stars. And
they're
picking up hats all the way to the Quai de Fave.
And when I see thee smile, I faint for fear. Raginaud, what's the time?
7, just.
Well, then take away your friends. Hurry, man! I see her coming now.
Come, fellow poets. We shall be more private in here.
Let her give the faintest sign of love. And this letter shall be hers. Enter, ladies.
Cousin.
Mademoiselle. Madame. My lady housekeeper, 2 words with you.
4, if you wish, monsieur.
Are you fond of sweet things?
Oh, yes. I could eat myself sick on
now,
them.
What do you think of the little cake called a puff?
Well, if made with cream, I love them very well.
Good. Here are a dozen of the largest puffs that Raginaud has baked. Go and eat them all. In the street.
But...
I am grateful seeing you again, Roxanne.
Cousin Cyrano, I have come to make confession. But first you must be again that brother friend with whom I used to play by the lakeside.
Oh, yes, yes. When you would come each spring to Bergerac.
In those days you did everything I asked. Sometimes with hands all bloody from a fall you'd run to me. And playing mother I would say severely, what is this scratch, you naughty boy? Why, what's this? There is a scratch upon your hand.
Oh, that's...
No, let me see. At your age, where did you get this scratch?
Oh, it's nothing. I got it playing at the Porte de Neuve.
And tell me, while I wipe away the blood, how many fought against you?
Oh, 100, nearly.
Rogue, tell me.
No, let it be. But you come... Tell me the thing just now you dared not.
Now I dare. The scent of those old days emboldens me. Yes, now I dare. Listen. I am in love, but with one who knows not. Not yet. But who shall soon learn. A poor youth who has all this time loved me, timidly and from a distance, and dares not speak. But I have seen love trembling on his mouth. And to think of it, he is in your regiment.
Oh,
he is so wise, so proud, so noble, young, intrepid, Handsome.
Handsome.
Why, what's the matter, Cyrano?
Nothing. It is the scratch. It hurt. He is in my regiment, you said?
Yes. I love him. All is said.
And you have never spoken?
Eyes can speak.
How know you, then, that he...
Oh, people talk beneath the limes in the Place Royale.
His name?
Baron Christian de Nerviel.
Oh, how quick the heart is flown. But my poor child...
The cakes are all eaten, Monsieur de Bergerac.
Then read the writing on the bag. My poor child, you who love sweet-flowing words and bright wit. What if he be a lout unskilled?
Oh, no. I guess I feel his words are fair.
All words are fair that drop from fair young lips. Suppose he were a fool.
Then bury me, for I am dead.
So. Was it to tell me this you brought me here?
Nay, but I felt a terror here in the heart on learning yesterday you were Gascons, all of your company.
And we provoke all beardless sprigs that favor dares allow midst us pure Gascons. They told you that as well.
Oh, think how I trembled for him.
Not causelessly.
But I thought, if only...
Enough.
I
will befriend your little baron.
Oh, you'll promise me you will do this for me. You will be his friend.
I will, I swear.
And he shall fight no duels, promise.
None.
And you must bid him write to me.
He shall.
Then I can go. Be careful of that scratch, cousin. And you'll tell me all one day, 100 against you. How brave. Oh, how brave a fight.
I have fought better since.
Gentlemen, are you all from Gascony?
All.
Bravo, Cyrano.
Baron.
Viva, Cyrano.
Baron.
Let me embrace you, Cyrano.
Baron.
What, are you all barons?
All.
Why, you could build a tower to the sky with nothing but our coronets, my friend. And now, Cyrano, the story.
All in good time.
Yes.
I must speak to Parker.
Tell the story of the fray. It'll be a lesson to this timid young apprentice.
Apprentice? Me?
This sickly northern greenhorn.
Sickly? Me? Your nose is out of joint.
Monsieur de Noviette, listen. A word for your ear. There is a thing in this vicinity that one no more dares mention than to say rope to a man whose father was hanged.
What are you talking about? What is this thing?
This thing.
You mean the nose.
Hush. If you would live to count your grandchildren, dare not mention that fatal cartilage.
I see. Ask him for his story.
Very well, the story. Well, I went all alone to meet the 100 men. The night was inky black, and all the docks were hidden in the gloom. I could see nothing further...
than your nose?
Who on God's earth is that?
It's a man who joined today.
Today? His name?
He's the Baron de Nevier.
Oh, he is, eh? That is rather fortunate for him. Where was I?
Following your nose.
Mordius! On I went, thinking... for a knavish cause, I may provoke some great man, some great prince, who certainly could make me pay...
through the nose.
Most dearly. But on I went. And then from the shadows came...
crack on the nose.
A blow toward the heart. I parry it. I find myself...
nose to nose.
Heaven and earth! With 100 brawling sots, I leaped at them. Head down.
Nosing the wind.
I charge. I gore two, impale one, run another through. One aims at me. Paff. And I parry.
Piff with my nose.
Great God, out! Out, all of you!
A tiger, wait.
You'll find a bloody hash of new cadet when we return.
I shudder to think of what will transpire here.
Embrace me now.
Sir?
You are brave.
But...
Come, embrace me. I am her brother.
Whose?
Hers, Roxanne's.
Heavens, her brother?
Well, her cousin brother, it is the same thing.
And she has told you of me?
All.
She loves me. She loves me.
Perhaps.
How glad I am to meet you, sir.
Your affection is rather touching. And also, rather sudden.
If you but knew my admiration.
What about all those noses?
Oh. I take them back, everyone.
Well, then, I have a message. Roxanne expects a letter from you.
A letter? From me? Ah, then I'm lost.
How so?
I am one of those men that nature makes tongue-tied in the presence of women. I can love, but cannot speak my love.
And I can love, but may not speak my love. I can speak my love, but may not love.
Ah, if I could express my thoughts with such grace.
Oh, to be a musketeer with handsome face.
Where can I buy eloquence? It's not for sale in the marketplace.
I will be your eloquence.
What?
With my tongue and your appearance blended, we shall put to shame the greatest lovers of history.
How so?
You think you can repeat the things that each day I shall teach you?
What do you mean?
Roxanne must never have a disillusion. Shall we together a wooing go? My soul and your body.
But...
Will you, I say?
If it pleases you so much, gives you pleasure... You...
Pleasure? It would amuse me, rather. It is an enterprise to tempt a poet. I shall be your wit, and you shall be my beauty.
Aye, but where to begin? That letter she waits for, I never can...
Here's your letter. Take it. Only the address and signature are lacking.
But where?
Oh, we have our pockets full, we poets, of love letters. Written to Chloe's, Daphne's, creations of our noodle heads. Our lady loves, fancies of our brain. Fantasies blown into soap bubbles. Here, take the letter and send it off.
Shall I change a few words? Will it fit Roxanne?
Like a glove upon her dainty hand.
But will she not...
Oh, credulity of love. Roxanne will think each word coined specially for herself. Send it. And at evening, we shall group ourselves charmingly beneath her very window. Christian, where the devil are you hiding?
Here. Those two musicians with you frightened me. I thought they might be guards of the house.
Them? I won them on a bet with Dassoucy. They are his usually, but for today, they are to follow me about and accompany my life with melody. It was pleasant at first, but I'm weary of them now. Oh, there. Go serenade Montfleury for me. Play a dance for him, something poisonous. Play a long time and play out of tune. Hurry.
Yes.
Now, Christiane, let us make our way to Roxanne's garden, where I will teach you what to say.
No.
What's this?
I will wait for Roxanne here, alone and untutored.
Are you mad? Come with me and learn...
No, I say. I'm weary of these borrowed love letters, borrowed love makings. Acting a part given to me by you was all very well at first. Now I know she loves me and have no cause for fear. Speak myself hereafter.
You will indeed.
You think I cannot? You shall see. I'm not such a fool as you seem to imagine. Oh, I've profited by your lessons. I'll know how to speak when we're alone. Or if not, I know enough to take her in my arms.
Well, you shall soon have the opportunity. Look, she's coming.
Does she? Cyrano, don't leave me.
Speak for yourself, my friend. Take your chances.
Christian?
Yes. Yes.
We're here alone, and let us take care to remain so. Speak to me. Tell me of your love.
Oh, well, I love you.
Ah, yes. Tell me more.
I love you.
Yes, I know, but vary it.
I love you so.
Oh, I hope for cream you give me watered milk. Say how love possesses you.
Oh, utterly.
Oh, come, what is the matter with you?
Your throat,
I wish to kiss your throat.
Christian.
I love you.
Again.
I've grown stupid.
And that displeases me as much as if you'd grown ugly overnight.
But I...
You love me, yes, I know. Good night.
No, do not go. I'll tell you...
You adore me. I've heard it many times before. Good night.
But I want to...
Well, Christian, what luck?
Cyrano, help me.
Not I.
But I shall die unless I win her back. Ah, she is there at her window balcony. See?
Her window.
Oh, I shall die.
Speak lower.
I shall die.
The night is dark.
Well.
Perhaps this mess can be repaired. Stand there, idiot. Before her balcony. I'll go beneath and prompt you.
Master Cyrano.
Who is that? Oh, the musicians. Be quiet, you.
We've played the serenade to Montfleury. What now?
Go and stand at the street corner, and if someone comes along, play a tune and warn us.
What tune?
Well, if it's a man, play a gay tune. For a woman, play something sad. Now go.
Yes.
You, Christian, call her.
Roxanne!
Who calls me? Oh, it's you.
I would like to speak with you.
Good. Speak soft and low.
No, you speak stupidly. You do not love me.
You say, great heaven.
Great heaven!
That I love you no more. Know you what such a moment holds for me? If ever I were eloquent...
You were.
And yet never till tonight my speech has sprung straight from my heart as now it springs. I think I shall find speech for the first time.
Tis true. Your voice rings with a tone that's new.
Aye, a new tone. In the tender sheltering dusk, I dare to be myself for once. At last. What say I know not your pardon. It thrills me, 'tis so sweet, so novel.
So novel?
To be at last sincere. Till now, my chilled heart, fearing to be mocked.
Mocked? And for what?
For its mad beating. My heart has clothed itself with witty words to shroud itself from curious eyes. Impelled at times to aim at a star, I stay my hand, and fearing ridicule, pluck a wildflower.
A wildflower is sweet.
Aye, but tonight, the star.
Oh, never have you spoken thus before.
At last the moment comes, inevitable, when a nobling love blooms within, making pretty words futile and soul saddening.
Well, if that moment's come for us, just suppose what words would serve you.
All. Whatever came to me, even as they came, I'd fling them in a wild profusion at your feet. I love you beyond the power of loving. I love you. Your name hangs in my heart as in some bell. And as I ever tremble thinking of thee, ever the bell swings, ever your name ringing.
Why, this is love indeed.
Do you begin, my sweet, to understand so late? Do you understand me? Do you feel my soul here through the darkness mounting? Have words of mine the power to make you tremble, listening there among the shadows?
Yes. I am trembling, weeping. I am thine. Thou hast conquered all of me.
Then let death come. One thing, but one thing more. Dare I ask...
A kiss!
What?
Fool, you go too quick.
Since she has moved so, I will profit by...
Silence, Christian.
What do you whisper about?
I felt myself too bold, and so I said, silence, Christian.
What is that?
Someone is coming. Go inside a moment. Shut your window.
What does it mean, Cyrano? One plays sad, the other gay.
Neither man nor woman. Ah, a monk.
Oh, good sirs, perhaps you may help me.
Perhaps. Whom are you seeking with that lantern? Like Diogenes, are you in quest of honest men?
I hope that all are honest men, good sir. But I seek a woman. The house of Madeleine Robin. She who is known as Roxanne.
Ah, yes, I know her well. 3 streets down and 2 over, a tiny red house with white shutters. That way.
I thank you, sir, and my blessings on thee for thy good intent.
And mine for you, good friar. Now, Christian.
Ah, Cyrano, win me that kiss.
No, no.
Sooner or later.
Yes, it's true. Your mouths are sure to meet. And I'd rather it would come because of me than...
Still there? We spoke of a...
A kiss? The word is sweet. Why should your lips avoid it?
Hush.
A kiss, when all is said, what is it? A heart's avowal claiming confirmation. A rose dart and the eye of adoration. A secret that to mouth, not ear, is whispered. Brush of a bee's wing that makes time eternal.
Hush. Hush.
Kiss, madame, is honorable. The Queen of France, to a most favored lord, did grant a kiss. The Queen herself.
What then?
Buckingham suffered humbly, so have I. Adored his queen as loyally as I. Was sad but faithful, so am I.
And you are fair as Buckingham.
True. I forgot.
Must I then bid thee mount to tell this secret?
Climb, Christian.
This heart's avowal?
Christian, climb.
But I feel now as though...
Come, blockhead, climb.
Roxanne.
A strange pain that stabs my heart. I, Lazarus, lie at the gate in darkness. Yet to me falls still a crumb or two from the rich man's board. I, 'tis my heart receives thee, Roxanne. Mine. For on the lips you press, you kiss as well the words I spoke just now. My words. My words. A gay tune, sad tune. The monk again. Hello up there.
Who is it?
Cyrano, cousin. I was passing by. Is Christian there?
Cyrano.
Our friend has returned for another call.
We'll come right down.
This is the place. I am sure of it. Madame Madeleine Robin.
Robin? I thought you said Roland. Oh, I see, Robin. She'll be right down, she said.
What is it?
A letter, madame, from your guardian, Comte de Guiche.
Oh, excuse us a moment. Cyrano, I did not tell you. He wants to marry me.
Comte de Guiche?
Yes.
Infamous monster, I'll have his heart. But the letter, what does it say?
Let's see. Lady Roxanne, the drums beat and my regiment is off to war. I send this letter to inform you that it is my wish that we two be married this very night, and so on and so on. Wait. Good father.
Yes, my child.
This is what the letter says. Lady Roxanne, the drums beat and my regiment is off to war. I send this letter to inform you that it is my wish that you and Christian be married this very night, and so on. This is Christian, good friar.
I knew I was to perform a wedding ceremony, but I did not know it was to be Christian.
Oh, I have overlooked a postscript. Give 20 pieces of gold to the good friar.
Oh, yes, Christian. Well, come into the house, children, and you shall be wed.
A moment, father. Cyrano, you must keep De Guiche at bay. He will be here. Do not let him enter until...
I understand. A good friar, how long does the ceremony take?
A quarter of an hour, my son.
All right. In with you, and have the knot well tied. Now, how can I delay De Guiche? I have it. First, I'll climb this tree. So. Now, into the upper branches. There. Now let him come. And I will drop down to him from the moon. 'Tis a man. Yes, it's a man this time. If only he doesn't know my voice.
Where is that friar? He was to meet me here. Well, what's this? Where did that body fall from?
From the moon.
From...
What's the time?
The moon.
What's the day, the month, the year? What country is this? Like a bomb. I fell from the moon.
You're mad.
Yeah, from the moon, I say.
Very well, but you're mad nevertheless. Out of my way.
Yeah, but where am I, sir? Oh, tell me. Is it on moon or earth that my posterior weight has landed me? Am I in Venice? Africa? Rome?
Let me pass. A lady waits.
Ah! I am in Paris.
The fool is comical.
You laugh?
I laugh, but would get by.
I have shot back to Paris. Ah, and to think it took 4 methods of invention to get me to the moon.
Let me by. 4?
4. First, with body naked as your hand, festooned about with crystal flagons full of morning dew, and when the fierce sun did blaze on me, it sucked me up as it doth suck the dew.
That makes 1.
And then the second way, to charge a silken bag with smoke. As smoke does mount, So should I.
Two.
Or, for I have a mechanical skill, to make a grasshopper with springs of steel and launch myself with quick succeeding leaps into the sky.
Well, that makes three. The fourth?
Sitting on a platform made of iron. Then, to throw a magnet in the air, this is the greatest way of all. The magnet flown, the iron will infallibly pursue. And then, quick, relaunch your magnet and after it again.
Here are four excellent methods. Which one did you use?
Oh, none of those. I chose a fifth.
Another way to reach the moon?
Yes. The tide. In the witching hour, when the moon woos the wave.
Yes, yes, what then?
Why, then, no more. The quarter hour is up, the marriage made. Go your way, De Guiche.
What? Am I insane? That voice, that nose.
Cyrano.
Cyrano. Are you wed?
We are.
We are.
Christian, married? My congratulations, all of you. And you, Cyrano, my compliments. Your story would delay saints at St. Peter's Gate, eager for a glimpse of paradise. And you, Roxanne, bid your bridegroom a fond farewell. And also your cousin, Cyrano.
Why? Why farewell?
Their regiment departs. Listen. Yes, even now, their regiment departs. Join it, both of you. And perhaps, my friends, we shall meet again upon the battlefield.
After 7,
what's the difference?
Another hour. First, this siege. 3 months of besieging and being besieged is too long, too long.
Patience, Lebret. Each hour brings us closer to victory. Our enemies starve in the city.
And we starve without. And you? You write letters while your stomach is empty.
My heart is full. I write for Christian.
Oh! Who is there?
King's service.
Who is it, sentry?
Horse and carriage, sir. On King's service.
Oh, it's a woman.
Roxanne! On King's service, you?
Yes. King loves service. My Christian. What other king? Where is he?
I'll go and get him. Lebret, look after the horses.
How did you get through the lines, Roxanne?
Why, when they stopped me, I would say, I go to see my lover. And very gallantly, they would bow and pass.
Christian, wake up. Roxanne is here.
Roxanne? Where?
Wait before you go. You have written to her oftener than you think.
How so?
I have written to her under your name without telling you.
But how did you get the letters through?
During the night, I'd go through the Spanish line.
How often have I written my wife? Twice a week? Three times? Four?
More often still.
What? Every day?
Twice a day.
So? And that became so great a joy for you that you braved death as a spy to see that they were delivered?
Christian! Christian!
She's calling you. I'll leave you together.
Oh, Christian, at last. At last.
Roxanne. Oh, why did you come here?
Your letters brought me.
What? A few paltry love letters.
Oh, don't say that. They've made me adore you. At first, I loved you only for your face. When I heard your voice that night and read each day the letters that you sent, I loved you for your soul.
Roxanne.
It's true. Even if you were...
Don't say it.
I will say it.
Ugly.
Even if you were ugly, I swear I'd love you still.
God in heaven.
What is wrong, Christian? You look so strange.
I know it's nothing.
Roxanne, here?
Oh, Roxanne!
Those poor fellows, my love deprives them of the sight of you. Go, Roxanne, speak to them and smile at them. They're about to die.
Yes, Christian, my brave...
Cyrano!
Yes? Why so pale?
She does not love me. It's you she loves.
No!
She said she loved me for my soul, and you are that soul. It's you she loves, Cyrano. And you love her.
Yes, it's true. But look at me. Look at my face, Christian.
She said she'd love me were I ugly.
She's...
You must tell her the truth, Cyrano.
No, by heaven.
Yes. There's a choose between us. I'll be loved for myself or not at all. Roxanne!
No!
Roxanne!
No, Christian, please.
Yes, Christian, what has happened?
Cyrano has things to tell you. Important things.
Important? How, Cyrano?
Why, it's nothing. You know how he sees importance in trifles. In trifles.
He doubted what I said. I saw he doubted. But it's true. I would love him if he were...
Does that word embarrass you before my face, Roxanne?
I...
It will not hurt me. Say it.
he were ugly?
Yes. Ugly. I heard a shot.
Hideous?
Hideous? Yes.
Grotesque?
He could not be grotesque to me.
Roxanne, listen to me. I must tell you. I cannot keep it in me any longer.
Cyrano! Cyrano! The first volley of fire. Christian, he seemed in a daze.
Who?
Too late.
Who?
I can never tell her now.
Those men. Who are they carrying?
Roxanne!
No! Let me go!
You...
Christian! Christian!
They're coming! Every man to his post! Take muskets!
Lebret, they're charging! Get Roxanne away from here! Into the carriage with her! Hurry, man! Hurry!
Stand away from those horses!
Form lines! Take aim! Fire!
Dear God, let me die today!
They are fighting, Cyrano! I'm wounded!
Gascons! Hold! Gascons! Never turn your backs! Forward! Have no fear! I have two deaths to avenge! My friend who is slain, and my dead happiness! Fall on them, Gascon! Crush them! Forward! Play, Piper! Play for the cadets of Gascony!
The cadets of Gascony!
Lebret, Lebret, since you are here, 'tis best she should not know.
Why, what is it, Ragueneau?
I was going to our friend just now. I was but a few steps from the house when I saw him go out. I hurried to him, saw him turn the corner. Suddenly, from out a window where he was passing, was it chance, perhaps, a lackey let fall a heavy log of wood?
Cowards. Oh, Cyrano. Just yesterday at the Pinecone Tavern, 'twas said that Cyrano may die by accident.
There was our poet, sir. Our friend. Struck to the ground, a large wound in his head.
He's not dead.
No, but I bore him to his room.
Saw you a doctor?
One was kind, he came.
Oh, my poor Cyrano. We must not tell this to Roxanne suddenly.
But let us haste. There's no one by his bed, and if he tried to rise, sir, he might die.
Here comes Roxanne. Come through the chapel. It is the quickest way.
Monsieur Lebret. Lebret goes when I call. 'Tis some new trouble of old Ragueneau's. Ah, what beauty in September's close. My sorrows eased. April's joy dazzled it. But autumn wins it with her dying calm. Ah, here comes the famous armchair for my dear faithful friend.
It is the parlor's best.
Thanks, sister. He'll be here now. Now for my tapestry that's never done that he may mock it. Why, now the hour's struck. How strange to be behind his time. Surely he must come soon. Nothing could hinder him.
Monsieur de Bergerac.
Madame.
Well, for the first time late. For the first time all these 14 years.
Aye. 'Tis villainous. I was stayed.
By?
By a bold, unwelcome visitor.
Some creditor?
Aye, cousin. The last creditor who has a debt to claim from me.
And you have paid it?
No, not yet. I put it off. Said, this is Saturday. I have a standing rendezvous that cannot be postponed. Call in an hour's time. He will.
And now, have you any new gossip of the court?
Listen. Saturday the 19th, having eaten to excess of pear conserve, the king felt feverish. The court physician quelled this treasonable revolt, and the august pulse beats at a normal rate once more. Our troops, they say, have chased the Austrians. 4 sorcerers were hanged. The little dog of Madame Dati took a dose
now,
of...
Now, Monsieur de Bergerac.
Monday, nothing much. The Countess Claire changed protectors.
Oh?
Tuesday, The court moved to Fontainebleau. Wednesday.
Cyrano, what is it?
Huh? Oh, it's nothing. On my word, it's nothing. Let me be.
But
the old wound I caught at Arras, it's nothing. It will go away. You see? It's gone.
Each of us has his old wound. I have mine, never healed. It's here beneath this letter, brown with age, all stained with teardrops, and still stained with blood.
His letter. You promised me one day that I should read it.
See, here it is.
Have I your leave to open?
Open. Mm-hmm. Read.
Roxanne, adieu. I soon must die. This very night, beloved, and I feel my soul heavy with love untold, I die. No more, as in the days of old, my loving, longing eyes will feast on your least gesture. I, the least. I mind the way you touch your cheek with your finger softly as you speak. Ah, me, I know that gesture well. My heart cries out. I cry farewell.
But how you read that letter? One would think...
My life, my love, my jewel, my sweet. My heart has been yours in every beat.
You read in such a voice, so strange. And yet it is not the first time I hear that voice.
Here, dying, or there in the land on high, I am he who loved, who loves you. I...
How can you read? It is too dark to see. It is too dark to see, Cyrano. And 14 long years, he has played this part of the kind old friend who comes to laugh and chat.
Roxanne.
It was you.
No, never, Roxanne, no.
I see through all the generous counterfeit. The letters, you.
No.
The sweet, mad love words, you.
No.
The voice that thrilled me that night, you. You.
I swear.
The soul. It was your soul.
It was his.
You loved me.
No, no.
See how you falter now.
No. My sweet love. I never loved you.
Ah. Things dead. Long dead. See how they rise again. Why keep silence all these 14 years, when on this letter which he never wrote, the tears were your tears?
And the blood.
Why then
his...
that noble silence kept so long, broken today for the first time? Why?
Why?
What madness, Cyrano here? I might have known.
What now, Lebret?
He has brought his death by coming, madame.
God! Oh, then that faintness of a moment since.
Why, true. It interrupted the Gazette. Saturday, the 26th, at dinner time, Monsieur de Bergerac was murdered.
Cyrano, what happened?
To be struck down, pierced by a sword in the heart from a hero's hand, that I had dreamed. But to make an end like this, killed, I, of all men, in an ambuscade, struck from behind, and by a lackey's hand, with a bundle of wood, I am cheated in everything, even in my death.
Sister!
Call no one. Do not leave me. When you come back, I should be gone.
Live, Cyrano, for I love you.
No. In fairy tales, when to the ill-starred prince the lady says, I love you, all his ugliness fades away. But I remain the same, up to the last.
I have marred your life. I.
You blessed my life. I would not ask you mourn less faithfully, that good, brave Christian. I would only ask that when my body shall be cold in clay, you wear those sable mourning weeds for two, and mourn a while for me in mourning him.
I swear it, you.
And now, what? Seated? No. Let no one hold me up. Only this tree. It comes. Even now my feet have turned to stone. My hands are gloved with lead. But since death comes, I meet him standing, and sword in hand.
Cyrano.
Well, I will believe he dares to mock my nose. Oh, insolent! What say you? It is useless. Yes, I know. But who fights hoping always for success? I fought for lost cause and for fruitless quests. You there, who are you? You are thousands. I know you now. Old enemies of mine. Falsehood. Have at you. And compromise. Prejudice and treachery. Surrender. I... No. Never. You may strip from me the laurel and the rose. Take all. Despite you, there is yet one thing I hold. And when tonight I enter Christ's fair courts, one thing is left. That void of stain or smudge I bear away in spite of you.
And that is, Cyrano?
My white plume.
Great Plays has been privileged to present Florence Eldridge and Frederick March in Edmond Rostand's Cyrano de Bergerac, adapted for radio by Ranald R. MacDougall and Lester Vail. Original music by Tom Bennett, and our orchestra was under the direction of Joseph Honte. The supporting players in today's performance were Ian Martin, Bertram Tanswell, Alan Hewitt, Eric Dressler, Whitner Bessel, Philip Tong, Sidney Smith, Harold Vermillier, Ted Osborne, Catherine Anderson, Ann Marsters, and John Cherry. Frederick March will soon be seen on the screen in the Universal picture, So Ends Our Night. A Great Plays drama guide by Blevins Davis, who arranged for...